You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Hello and welcome to this week's Ours to Protect. How are we? Are we all okay after the bank holiday weekend? It's Tuesday, but it's really Monday. The return scheme did come into effect this Friday, though, and I think so far it's fair to say there's been a mixed review. Basically, drinks containers now have a deposit. Between 150 to 500 millilitres is 15 cent, and over 500 mils to 3 litres is 25 cent. You can get this money back, though, by going to a reverse vending machine, or you can do it over the counter. I went out and about to see how people are finding it. Anya said it's a simple process.
I had obviously heard about it, but I had totally forgotten that it had come into effect already. So I was picking up a bottle of juice in Tesco today and I noticed the 15 cents added on as a deposit. And I asked in Tesco and they told me it was part of the bottle return scheme. But it's actually pretty straightforward. I had to pop into Lidl on my way home and I noticed they had the two big bottle return banks in there. So you just stick the bottle in and then it prints out a receipt. And then once you're done your shopping, you scan that and it takes 15 cents off your shop. So it just acts as a kind of credit note or voucher for whatever shop you return the bottle in.
Well, that seems straightforward enough, but to be clear, you don't have to return the containers to the same place that you bought them. In fact, not all businesses take returns. Director of Water and Environment Services for Donegal County Council, Michael McGarvey, gave a presentation about the scheme at a council meeting last week. He spoke to Donal Kavanagh afterwards and he explained while every vendor must take part in enforcing the levy, some can be exempt from taking the returns.
Everybody who actually sells these containers or these the cans, containers, etc., and plastic containers, they were actually required to register under the scheme. And they can apply for an exemption, but they will need to actually be able to display that they have an exemption, and that in that case, then they people would be required to take them to other vendors.
Michael also said that it's important vendors and customers make themselves aware of the scheme.
But it does need to be promoted. That's part of the reason we had it on the council agenda today. We wanted to bring it to people's attention. So what we are asking people to do is try and make themselves aware, that's obviously vendors and people purchasing, that from the 1st of February, people will be required to stock or to any other new purchase that they buy any of these containers, that they will be obliged to carry to purchase those with the barcode under this new scheme. And so we just invite people to do that. I'm sure we will run into some teething problems initially, but I think that this is something that we welcome and we think will help support the really good work that our community groups, our Tidy Town groups, etc. throughout the country are doing. We have 5,500 to 6,000 volunteers out there and the big spring cleanup in the coming weeks and months, and this will definitely help be a step in the right direction.
And Michael's right, teething problems have arose. While I was out and about seeing how people felt about the scheme, there was a common theme from those who are regular recyclers.
I have my general waste. I have recycling now, that's just your cardboard and paper. I have a glass bottle bin and I have now a plastic bottle and can bin. So when I have to put the bins out, I have to pay for the bins every week. Then I have to drive to dispose of the bottles in the bottle bank. Then I have to go drive up the road to Balbuffet then to use the plastic bottle and cans recycling. And by the time I've all that done, I'm actually out money.
We're already paying for recycling as it is. Like, I was in the shop on Saturday and I bought two cans of Coke, which were 150. When I went up to the till, I had to pay 180. Now she said, we'll get that back whenever I recycle them. But I was thinking, I could have took them home and recycled. I do recycle as it is.
Say, for example, you got a bottle of Coke and it cost you like 120. And when you bring your bottle back to the machine, in the end, you're only getting 15 cent back. It's a good idea, but for returning, you're not really getting your money's worth.
These are fair and they're valid points. And it does make you wonder, why is this scheme going ahead? Kieran Foley is the CEO of Return, and he explains the importance of trying to get everyone on board.
When you think about it, there's up to 2 billion of these products that are placed on the market in Ireland every year. Currently, we recycle these through our mixed dry recycling. We recycle approximately 60%, which isn't bad. But what that means is there's still 800 million bottles or cans out there that aren't being recycled. Under the single-use plastics EU directive, we've targets that we have to get to 77% by 2025 and 90% by 2029.
Now, we'll have more information online, including an FAQ list, which was issued by Return this week since the scheme has started. We'll also have a link to a map which has all of the nearest return points. That's all for this week. Until next week, have a great one.
You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commissioner Mann with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Highland Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.